Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action.
Welcome once again to Faith in Action. I'm Kent Blanford, sitting in for Jim Ganley today. Alongside me, MJ Crowder.
Kent Blanford.
Yep, me again.
Guess what we have coming up in a couple weeks? Believe it's here already.
I think it has something to do with large green spaces, sticks, and balls. And it's not baseball.
And it's not croquet.
Oh.
It's not croquet. Golf.
Must be the golf outing at Plum Creek Golf Club on Tuesday, May 23rd. Still available registrations. If you want to give us a call here at the station, 317-870-8400. We'll be happy to get you signed up. We may still be looking for some hole sponsors. Not sure at this time, but if you're interested, by all means, give us a call. Or you can go online at CatholicRadioIndy.org to get all the information you need about the golf outing.
It's a fun day. It's a fun day. We'll be there for a live remote, and then I'm going to slip out because my daughter's getting married that week. Well, the weekend, but well, still.
Okay.
That's the day we're getting our nails done, and that's the day. Yeah,
I guess we'll catch you a little slack on that one.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to jump right in because we have a lot to talk about today. Our guests today on Faith in Action, Marcy and Tom Rankin. Welcome.
Thank you.
And what are we talking about today? The Celebrate Marriage Program. Love it. I love it.
Well, before we get into it, we'd like to just introduce ourselves for people that may not know who we are. I'm Marcy, it's Tom, and we've been married for 15 years now. We have four children, ages 12, 6, 3, and 1.
Oh my goodness.
And bless you. We are parishioners at Our Lady of the Greenwood down here in Greenwood, Indiana.
And you drove a long way today. So we're going to give you a lot of ink. We're going to get lots of stuff in today.
Yes.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the seeds of this program, how it got started, why.
So this program started, it was born out of a weekend event that we attended called Worldwide Marriage Encounter. I was not Catholic at the time. Right after that event, we were both on fire. They teach you this thing called dialogue. We dialogued every day for 4 months religiously and then some, and it totally revamped our marriage. And we thought we were going to serve in that ministry, and then I came to find out that I wasn't eligible because I wasn't Catholic. So that started the seeds of me
there
becoming
is an
Catholic
easy remedy. I was going to say there's an easy remedy.
Yeah,
for
so
that.
I converted to the Catholic faith roughly a year later. I went through our CIA and all of that. Marcy was my sponsor. And in the meantime, we were like, well, we can still bring this concept to our parish. So we started with a single-day retreat, which was published on the Worldwide Marriage Encounter website.
Oh, my.
Which was basically a miniature weekend retreat. It introduces people to the idea of dialogue. What is intimate communication? What does it mean to share feelings? What does it mean to live as a covenant marriage instead of a contract marriage? And it went over so well that we decided to do it again and add to it. We signed up as the sponsor couple, or as a sponsor couple in our parish also, and that gave us an opportunity to get involved with something that was sort of a romance dance for the sponsor couples. Marcy might want to add to this, but we basically were able to take that event and put it on for our whole parish. So that became the second big thing we did, and that is held in February every year, and it's basically a wedding reception for married couples called Celebrate Romance.
Love it.
And the short story is that just wasn't enough yet. So we put on the summer event again. We put on the fall event again. And it just kept growing and growing.
Well, listeners, what's interesting is I'm looking at the brochure here that says Celebrate Marriage. And the last T is a cross with the marriage rings around it. And it's the 2017 schedule of events. So you said it started with one event, then you added another one, then you added another. This is a tri-fold out brochure that is front and back of events this year. So, I mean, everything from, I love it. I went down through this, and I want to share this with our listeners because you were doing this at Our Lady of the Greenwood, but I think we need this all over town. We need it all over Indianapolis. I mean, you know, marriage is under attack daily, all the time, 24/7. And this, picking this up, just makes you smile. I mean, looking at this brochure, is you're kind of hitting all kinds of bases here, from intimate to social, spiritual. So tell us about that. Tell us a little bit about the trifold brochure and all the events you have going on, because we're halfway through the year, but you got a bunch more coming.
Yes, we have at least one event per month now, and really we have something every month if you include the email magazine that gets sent out at the beginning of each month. We have several family and friends that aren't from our parish and aren't from necessarily right here in Indy. When we started telling them about these programs, they kept responding with, well, gosh, we need something like that at our church.
Sure.
But a lot of times the people that are telling us they want it at their church, they aren't the people to bring it to their church. And that's where we've kind of reached out to the Archdiocese and talked with Scott Siebert and and found out ways to connect with other parishes, and have begun this last year going to different churches and sharing what we have been able to start just step by step, and how they can then take something like what we've done and just take a small piece of it to their church as well.
Well, this brochure in itself is kind of a blueprint. I mean, certainly it does not entail the work that goes on behind the scenes, but it certainly is here are the possibilities.
Right. There are a lot of ways to reach couples. Not all couples want to come to a big event where someone is speaking to them. Not all couples feel comfortable dropping their kids off for one of the date nights. So the events that we offer give them different ways for us to engage them. Just like you would at church, have different ways to reach people through Faith Formation or Christ Renews, whatever those ministries are. Our goal is to reach couples where they're at, as opposed to just having one type of event that they may not be comfortable attending.
Yeah, and you kind of dropped it for ever so lightly there, but listeners, I did read there's babysitting available. I mean, how nice is that? That was huge. That was golden when I was a young parent. I mean, I wanted to go to some events, but babysitting available? You really tipped your toe in the water there. I love that.
Yeah, so at Celebrate Marriage, we have the mission statement that we want to give, we give couples opportunities for Christ-centered marriage enrichment through large group, small group, and individual couple events. So when you're talking about childcare, we offer childcare at our summer event, which is the Celebrate Marriage Conference. We offer childcare once a month for date nights. And that's the two ends of the spectrum. Sometimes a couple, all they need is 2 hours alone together for a date. And that is all they need to recharge, be ready to go, hit the world together.
Yeah, sure.
And the other side of this is, you know, we want to make sure that our big events, we don't want childcare to be an excuse for not attending.
No, yeah. So best received night so far. The night that not only did you have a lot of fun, but at the end of the evening, you looked at each other and said, wow. Wow.
I think it's a toss-up between Celebrate Fun and Celebrate Romance, which is the wedding reception for married couples. They're two different ends of the spectrum. Celebrate Fun gives us an opportunity for couples just to get kind of silly and compete for, you know, who's going to be the best married couple of the year. It's just a lot of fun, and there's always something different every year. It's never the same type of games, not even the same style of games, and couples don't know what to expect, and we keep it a secret until they get there. And then the other side of the spectrum is the Celebrate Romance dinner and dance, and Tom and I, we have fun just surprising the crowd every year with some quirky thing that we do for them, just to make everyone laugh a little bit.
I can't promise this will ever happen again, but last year...
I like the disclaimer at the beginning here.
We sang a song by VeggieTales. It's called the Sport Utility Vehicle Song. And we dressed up as little sport utility vehicles, and we sang that. And we also did a short little skit about, you know, being... what happens when you sit next to the couple you would never want to sit next to at a marriage enrichment event. And it was pretty funny stuff. But the other really fun thing, what was I going to say? Oh, it's just that the Celebrate Fun, it is so much fun watching these couples compete to be named the most fun couple.
And you've got ages. I mean, you've got the age range. I mean, tell us that. Because, I mean, if you're listening and you're 30, you know, 28, 34, 35, you're thinking, yeah, this is right up my alley. And then you're thinking, okay, the 50-something, are we going to feel out of place if you're 50-something? I mean, tell us, what age ranges you got here?
We have fun with all ages. We are not discriminatory. You can be married 0 years up to 99 years, and we haven't had anyone 99 years married yet. But it's a lot of fun for all ages. Anytime there's an event or a game or something like that that may be more challenging for someone, let's say they're in a wheelchair or use a cane, then we modify everything or let them pick the young couple of their choice to represent them in that game.
I have a suggestion for you. Our neighborhood gets together on Valentine's Day, and we play the oldie wed game. And everybody loves this game. There's from 4 to 8 couples to it, and we have great prizes. Chocolates, usually chocolates are the big ones, right? Or gift certificate to Amazon. But they ask things like, I mean, and they're wonderful. They're like, okay, to the Prince Charming, they separate the women just like you won the newlywed game. And they ask the guys, so you know when you married your Cinderella, what her shoe size was. What is her shoe size today? What would her slipper be today if you were to pick? And you know what? Interestingly enough, I don't think hardly anybody got that right. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you know what your Cinderella slipper size is today?
Am I allowed to say it on radio? It's I'm pretty sure it's 8.5.
It is?
Did it depends on the brand.
It depends on the brand.
Okay,
yeah.
Good answer.
But no, it's, we actually did that. Our first Celebrate Fun event was
an oldie wed game.
Unoriginal marriage game.
Yeah, is what we called it, but same idea.
I love it.
When you talk about, you know, what couples are welcome at our events, we deliberately make the events very, very, with a wide variety so that everyone's welcomed. Our Celebrate Romance dance, we have a longest married couple dance, and they get to cut the cake.
Ooh.
And this last year, somebody was married, I believe, 54 years before that.
Oh, my
that.
Goodness.
Was yes. it 53
It's been
or
in
two?
The 50s.
It's been in the 50s every year. But even at our Celebrate Fun event, which, you know, that sounds like it's only for fun young couples, the average age or the average marriage is 22 years old or so.
Oh, my goodness.
So
how wonderful.
Yeah, so we have a variety of, and some people, you know, they attend the romance dance and they've only been married 7 days. So, you know,
okay,
we have
so this is at Our Lady of the Greenwood.
Yes.
What about St. Simon's? I'm way on the north side. And listeners, there are people that at St. Al's, and there are people at Seton and St. Pius, and they're listening thinking, this sounds like fun. What do we do?
Well, for anyone that doesn't have a marriage program or events like this at their parish, they're, of course, always welcome down to join us, if they even want to just spy on us to see what we're doing and how they could bring it back. And the other side of that coin is we're happy to go anywhere and share our vision and our dream with anyone, because this isn't Tom and Marcy's dream. This is what we feel that God has called us to do and spread the word about marriage enrichment.
Okay, we just have 30 seconds left. You've got an event coming up this summer?
We had an event this summer called Celebrate Marriage Conference. It's on August 19th. That is our all-day event. We have multiple speakers arranged for multiple tracks. All are welcome, obviously.
We have a keynote speaker, and we also have our praise band will be playing for that.
Oh, wonderful. Is there a website that our listeners can go to kind of tap into more information?
Yes, we're on Facebook, but our website is also celebratemarriageministry.com.
Amen. God bless you for being our guests today, Marcy and Tom Rankin.
Catholic Radio, changing hearts and minds.
Found your station about a month ago, and I have never turned my station off since I found you. Every time something I take offense to comes up, y'all answer it almost immediately. It's to make me see through with prayer. Thank you so much for saving me.
You can help keep Catholic Radio Indy on the air by making a donation at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
No, we didn't exactly know you needed to hear what we shared.
But we'd love to hear your story. Get in touch.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Also at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. MJ, there's been a change in the room.
There has been a pleasant change. Not that the other was unpleasant, because that was lots of fun, but I'm looking at kind of one of my favorite guilty pleasures in the middle of the table.
Yeah, I'm looking at a stack of Tootsie Rolls that's probably 8 inches long and 3 inches high and 4 inches wide, and all I'm thinking is just last week I got my A1C down where I wanted it.
Oh. Well, oh, well. You could always run around the block. You could have one right. and run around the block.
That's right.
Now, listeners, you win 50 cents if you can tell us what Tootsie Rolls have to, what big fundraising organization Tootsie Rolls are connected with. Think about it for a second. And, you know, I'm thinking what else. Usually this organization around Mother's Day gives roses to mothers, at least in our parish. That's they right. do that. Mm-hmm. Our guest today on Faith in Action, Chris Hodel. He's from the Knights of Columbus, rah-rah Knights of Columbus.
Thank
the
you.
Strong right arm of the church.
Absolutely.
So welcome. Welcome,
welcome.
Thank you
for having us. Thank you.
Okay, Tootsie Roll.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that it is probably one of the most recognized campaigns. I Googled simply Tootsie Roll campaign.
Right.
It went back several years, but it's all over the country.
Correct.
All over the right. country.
The Knights of Columbus are tied in with Special Olympics. That's where the program started years
oh,
ago.
Oh, okay.
It actually started in Chicago, and a little brief history was an individual was injured, and the Knights of Columbus wanted to help the family. Well, in Chicago is where the Tootsie Rolls are made. So they hooked up with the organization to say, how can we raise money? So if they stood on the corners and had these little vests that they wear, and they raised money for this child. And then it just sort of like a little pebble in the pond, and it just took off, and it goes all around the country. Our particular parish, instead of doing it maybe one time a year, we try to do it multiple times a year.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it 100% goes right to the children, goes to Special Olympics. And then we go to local high school football games in the area, as well as basketball games. And we end up at the end of the year doing about $16,000, sometimes even $18,000. And we've had checks. We've had people give us a $100 bill.
Oh, my goodness.
And more importantly, we get to evangelize our faith. That's what we should be doing anyway.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I love it. Well, you know, when I was a little kid, I remember, I mean, I don't know how long this campaign has been around.
Many moons.
Okay. Well, I remember my parents were pretty strict about who they would give to, you know, people standing in the baskets at the back of church. And we
Correct.
Were poor. We were poor. But you know what? My father was a knight.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one thing that he always, I would, of course, the little kids, we had Tootsie Rolls in our hands and we'd go up to mom and dad.
Right.
And of
right.
course, you got a Tootsie Roll. The
yep.
folks are going to put some money in the.
Oh,
in the
yeah. Usually, when you hand them to the child, the wallet comes out of the purse pretty quick because the parents, even the parents, sometimes I've had older folks go, how much for the whole box? Because they are addictive.
Oh,
they are very addictive.
Oh, how kind.
Yeah,
now, I didn't ask you, but what side of town do you hail from? Tell us a little bit about
sure.
your family, what parish you belong to.
Live in Westfield, and we attend St. Elizabeth Seton.
Oh,
we've
yeah?
been there for about 4 or 5 years. And it's just my wife and I. We're unfortunate we're not able to have children.
Oh.
So this is one of the ministries I felt that was important to give back to help, to allow every child to have a life that we all did as a kid. And to just help raise money so that they can do the things, go to camp, and just be a kid.
Yeah. Now, Special Olympics, how does this play into this?
Right.
Because this is kind of a focus, and you said all the money goes towards the kids.
That is correct.
So when we say Special Olympics, what does that mean?
Right. It's an organization. It was started by the Kennedys many moons ago. And what it does is it helps kids with intellectual disabilities. And what we do is we raise money so that they can go to camps. They can get assistance with various things that they need in their day-to-day activity. Because if you think about trying to have a child with special needs to do various things, it's time-consuming for the parents. And the camp is the big thing where they get to go to Terre Haute, Indiana State, for a couple days. And it's basically like the Olympics. And they have the different events, track and field, swimming, all the different things. And by us providing that money to Special Olympics, it allows the children to go sometimes for free.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's why this Tootsie Roll program is big, not only in Indiana, but across the country, because they have the World Olympics for Special Olympics as well. So it's think if it's in your local community, and it just allows the kids to go and be a kid for a day.
Now, you said downtown, and listeners, if you're just now tuning in, Chris Hodel is our guest today. Knights of Columbus, we're talking about the Tootsie Roll campaign specifically. You said something about Terre Haute. I thought I read something about something happening here in Indianapolis in June.
Right. Well, they have the state games is where the Special Olympics hold. They hold it at Indiana State University.
Okay.
And then we also go in February during the Colts Combine. They have a special.
Oh, yeah, right,
they have
right,
a special
right,
Colts
yes.
Combine just for the kids. And they come in and they set up the drills. for they run 10 yards, throw a ball, that type of thing. And all the kids are there. And believe it or not, we have Tootsie Rolls. We pass them out there. And the Knights are there to help orchestrate the event along with the Colts. And we get to use the complex out on 56th Street so that the kids can come and run up and down the field just where Peyton Manning did or Andrew Luck. Yeah. So it's a great experience for everybody.
Yeah, Kent, I don't know if you knew this. This is new to me. This, like in the last couple of years, this combine. I didn't even know that was a thing. That was a real word and a real deal. Did you know this?
Yeah, it's been around. They've had it here in Indianapolis ever since back in the days of the Hoosier Dome.
Correct. Oh, come on.
And now, unfortunately, from what I understand, we may lose that to Los Angeles in a couple of years once they get their new stadium built up there. So, you know, maybe they can make it a rotational thing, you know, sometimes here in the Midwest, sometimes out West, you know. But, you know, I hate to see that go because it's always great to – I mean, if you go downtown during – the combine, there's all these really big guys walking around.
Right,
and there's always this big long line out in front of St. Elmo's. Never could figure that out.
Well, we got caught up in that a couple years ago, and I thought, what the heck is going on, actually? And we were downtown, and we were going to IRT, and there were three or four giant people. I mean, I'm not small. I'm 5'4", 5'5", something like that. But these guys were giant. And my husband said, oh, yeah, it's the combine. It's going, I thought it was a once, like in a lifetime event, but apparently no.
We got invited 2 years ago when the Colts played the Patriots on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah.
Special Olympics called us and says, you guys are willing to stand outside Lucas Oil at all the different locations. We had 30 nights. So instead of just looking at St. Elizabeth Seton, we got the deanery involved. So we went to Our Lady of Mount Carmel, Our Lady of Grace, St. Louis de Montfort. We went downtown. We had signs. And guess what? In 2 hours, we collected over $4,300.
Oh, my goodness.
100% of that went to the kids.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're trying to evangelize not only with the Colts, but with Indianapolis Indians, the Pacers. But it just started really in a local high school, Guerin Catholic. We go to Bishop Chatard. We go to Brebeuf Cathedral, Indianapolis Cathedral. And we just stand right inside the gate where the football or basketball game is, and we average anywhere from $300 to one night we did $1,100.
Oh, my goodness.
And we get to talk about our faith because people go, hey, there's the Knights of Columbus. We didn't know we did that. We thought maybe you guys just did fish fries. So it evangelizes a little bit more about what we do, and it gets us out in the community. And then some of the fourth-degree Knights will actually do the color guard, so they get to see, obviously, during the national anthem, they get to see more about what the Knights are doing not only at the church level, but out in the immediate area.
Now, what's coming up right now? If listeners, I know that there is the Tootsie Roll campaign is maybe at some parishes a specific time of year coming up right away.
Right.
But if you're listening and the Tootsie Roll, not every parish in town has a Knights of Columbus. Is that true?
That is correct.
I mean, it's a bafflement to me. It's a surprise to me why you wouldn't have a Knights of Columbus, because in our parish, they are the pastor, if he wants something done, he goes to the Knights of Columbus.
Absolutely.
And they support him 100%. Right. Not just fish fries. Right. But I'm talking, famously, several months ago, our priest wanted some landscaping done.
Right.
The hedges needed trimming. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, we didn't have that in the budget. And after Mass, one of the Knights came up and said, Father, we're happy to do that. He mentioned that the following week. He said, you know who came up? First person that came up? Knights of Columbus.
Right.
So I don't know why a parish wouldn't have a Knights of Columbus Council. But just in case a listener out there is saying, hey, there's not, how do they get involved? How can they donate? How can they help out?
Obviously, each church has to coordinate with the pastor to make sure that, you know, we don't want to be trying to do two things at once on a weekend, like Mother's Day.
Sure.
That's very important. We wouldn't want to have a Tootsie Roll
during
Mother's
Day.
So we're doing it the weekend after. So at St. Elizabeth Seton on Saturday, May 20th and Sunday, we're going to have, it's pretty much an all-day Tootsie Roll. On the 20th, we will be at O'Malley's at 126th Street in Gray in Carmel, standing outside most of the day. And then at Marsh at 116th in Keystone, we have special vests that you'll see us. We're there from probably 8 to 5. And then after all Masses at St. Elizabeth Seton, we'll stand outside the doors. Hopefully it won't be raining, but that's in God's hands. And the goal is to raise that money to help those children. And we'll probably do about $2,200 that
weekend.
That's
wonderful.
Every church does it different. Some do them in the spring. Some do them in the fall. Just depends on the church and the activities that are going on at that time. But you'll see a yellow vest that says Knights of Columbus. It says Help Kids with Intellectual Disabilities.
And then people just pitch in whatever they have in their pockets.
Yeah, we take, believe it or not, we've had people give us checks. We've had change. We've had people go, we've had people even say, hey, I got a debit card. And we've got the, we've got the little swipe.
The square reader.
Yeah, we can do that. We've had people go, you know what? I need to run to the bank and I'll come back.
Oh, my goodness.
And then some kids, I always say, now, is this your mom and dad? Yep. Well, you need to tell your mom and dad you love them and give them a hug. And then they give them a hug. And it's all about, you know, the family. And then some people are like, I need a couple more because I need some housework done. Whatever it takes to help the kids, the goal is to talk a little bit about, you know, what the Knights do in the Special Olympics. And then we talk about our faith so that people say, I didn't know the Knights did that.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to do, is raise awareness about who we are and what we do.
And really, isn't that what it's all about?
Absolutely.
Isn't that what it's all about? Spreading, sharing your faith with other people.
Yeah. Like, here's an example. During our fish fry, we just got done with that and had great success. There was a little bit of a line. People were waiting to get their fish. So I was handing out Tootsie Rolls while they were waiting in line. I said, now, if you clean your plate, you can have this for dessert. And they also, we did a canned food drive during Lent to help raise money during Lent to help the less fortunate. And we did $1,000. We gave immediately to a local food pantry, and we collected 500 pounds of food.
Oh, my goodness.
So the goal is people say, hey, here comes Chris with the Tootsie Rolls. It's just a way to help people.
Chris Hodel, our guest today on Faith in Action with the Knights of Columbus, and we're talking about the Tootsie Roll campaign. We've got about 30 seconds left. I'm going to cede that to you. Last words for our listeners.
Just if you see any brother knight that has a vest on at your local church, prayerfully consider giving to this organization 100%. The Knights don't take a dime of this. It goes immediately to organization that helps kids with intellectual disabilities. We ask that money helps those kids go to camp and be a child like we all were as a kid. And we just hopefully pray that we can continue to raise money for this organization to grow this ministry and do God's will.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Appreciate it. Love to be back.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.